on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Limang films ang bibida sa upcoming na Filipino Stories in Film made in Melbourne. May upcoming screening po yan. Mamaya i-announce natin. Mention ko lang yung film. So, Present Day, Thank You Just the Same, Lipat Bahay at Yes Sir, Sorry Ma'am at ang Mute. So, makakasama natin ang apat sa mga filmmakers na yan at mga parte or bahagi ng film. Kaya introduce natin at batiin natin ng magandang umaga from the film Present Day, Justin Makawili. Justin, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Ayan. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have from the film Thank You Just the Same, Justin Villar. Justin, hello.
Hi, kumusta po?
Welcome. And of course, from the film Lipat Bahay, na sugi na ng SBS, at na-interview na din natin kasama si Maridel, si Pamela Freire.
Pamela? Magandang umaga at maligayang Pasko.
Ayan, galing mag-Tagalog. And of course, Tagalog translator at script consultant naman siya, from the film Yes Sir, Sorry Ma'am, Angelica Ignacio.
Magandang umaga po.
Ayan, magaling din mag-Tagalog. At mamimiss natin ngayong araw si Madison Murphy mula sa movie na Mute. At si Sir Alfred ay umalis din ng maaga kasi meron siyang lakad. So welcome guys. Thank you for your
Thank
time.
You. Thank you.
Welcome.
What inspired the story of your film? And kumbaga, how much of it is drawn from your personal experience? Let's start with you, Pam.
So my film is called Lipat Bahay, and it does draw very much from a personal experience because I moved to Albury in New South Wales from Davao City when I was 9. And I made this film during film school, during my first year, and I wanted to do something quite personal. And this one is a dedication to my family, but also with my experience of Lipat Bahay, of moving house. And this was also an opportunity for me to reconnect with my roots and what being Filipino meant to me. So it's a personal and very special one that lives in my heart.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, kasi parang it's very interesting talaga, diba, to like, you know, be inspired and start something like this. Because even if you're like, you know, overseas, tanongin lang natin, no? I wanted to know, how does your film like explore being here in Australia, no? The identity of being Filipino and Australian at the same time, syempre, putting in the culture, the family.
My film is about two brothers breaking. So one's older, one's younger, and the younger one is about to leave for university. Mm-hmm. And the older one is still kind of stuck in the past, and so, but he wants to have a like a goodbye present for the younger brother, and so they break into a school to get it. It's similar to, like, I made it because I wanted to reconnect with my roots. I think I was going through a lot at the time, and there's this juxtaposition between the younger brother who wants to kind of leave the past behind, like, to forget. Because I saw it a lot, I think, with my younger cousins or younger immigrants. They kind of want to let go. At least when I was growing up, I think maybe it's different now. I think people are a bit more celebratory of where they came from, but I think back then people were like, I don't want to be Filipino, right?
Yes,
like, I want to be like, so that's what I kind of wanted that character to represent. And then the older brother, it was a bit more like, so the younger one wanted to let go of forget the past, and then this older one got stuck in it. So I think the film is an exploration of that a little bit.
And so there's a conflict between
but that came from, all that came from because I was going through my own stuff, like, and then I went back to the Philippines on a trip for the first time in a while, and I was reconnecting with, you know, it's going back to where my parents were, their provinces and stuff, reconnecting with some old families. And then on that same trip, I went back to Singapore where I grew up, like going to my old school, you know? So I think all those little elements, I was like, I'm not a very confident writer, Mm-mm. But I think this was one of the easier stuff to write because I had all that stuff to draw on.
Yeah.
And then also, I wrote it with my friend who's a musician. He's a Nigerian background, and I think when I was talking about it with him, he also had a lot of similarities. Him being when he moved here when he was young, and a lot of our traditions and cultural values are similar, Filipino and Nigerian.
Like. Yeah.
So it just felt like a natural way to put everything that was I was feeling into through that.
So is it easier ba? As a filmmaker, is it easier to draw, to make a film out of your experience? Is it easy to execute?
It depends.
It depends?
It really
okay.
depends, yeah.
Tell me about it, Justin.
Obviously, like, I think everyone has the right to tell their own story. Mm. To tell any story, really. But I think the beauty comes in the nuance and the experience that the filmmaker poses. And I think, drawing from personal experiences, I don't want to say easy, but it's the easier kind of like option. Mm-hmm. And because you can really relate, but I think in my personal experiences, my personal storytelling is you can bring your experiences to any story. And so as long as you, make the story the essential part of the film, the experiences only adds to that story.
Yeah. And tell me about your film, Justin. Yun naman is present day. Mm-hmm. So is this something that's drawn based on personal experience?
It is. It was. It came from a conversation I had with my close friend Bakri. His Sudanese background. Mm-hmm. We found that it was easier to talk to each other about, being open, being emotion, full of emotion, and it's easier to talk to each other than it is to talk to our dads. So I think, and at the time I was seeing a trend in Filipino stories where it was like a lot about trauma and the negative immigrant experiences, dealing with racism, and I thought those stories have a right to be told, but I feel like the immigrant experience has a beautiful side to it. I think there is a positive experience to the immigrant experience. So I think my focus for my films in particular are, positive stories and healing. A lot about healing and a lot about love. Yeah.
Wow. Feel good.
Yeah, feel good. Yeah.
I love that. And also let's talk about yes sir, sorry ma'am. It's like a Filipino answer always, diba,
yes.
Angelica?
Opo. So I am here as the translator, but the writer and director of that film is Teresa Angela. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make a film that explores swallowing the fire of the Filipino language. So the film, we filmed it in Melbourne, but the set it's set in the Philippines, so we had to make a set that was
parang sa Pilipinas.
Bahay ng isang call center agent.
Uh-oh.
She's working from home. Uh-oh. And she has to deal with this incredibly condescending
client
who is white, who is questioning her sort of English speaking skills.
Uh-oh.
And also this very inconsiderate boss who's more concerned with making a sale.
Mm-mm.
And resolving the issue rather than the fact that her employer is being like verbally decimated.
Mm-mm.
And so Mayan Estanera, who plays the main character, is the middle woman.
Mm-mm.
And then it's also this thing of like having to be subservient to both these parties.
Yeah.
So that she can keep her job, essentially. But then the short is like, I have to swallow this fire and my expression so that I can keep this job that doesn't really even pay that much. So that's what the film is about.
Yeah, that's like a toxic Filipino workplace culture. I don't know if you... I think Dan and I can relate back in the Philippines.
Yes, you would know, di ba? Parang talaga relevant, no? And all. Pero alam mo, gusto kong tanongin kasi yung iba, syempre, may mga sensitive topics, di ba? Talking about, being a translator, how do you not get lost in the translation of you. You want to. Ito yung gusto kong sabihin, pero ito ba talaga yung, alam mo yun?
It's very interesting kasi nung when T came to me with the script, so she can't speak Tagalog. She can understand it, but she can't speak it. So it was mostly just the English dialogue.
Oh.
So then we had to figure out how we had to... how Mayan had to say it in Tagalog. I wasn't the only Tagalog-speaking person in that set. So Mayan can obviously speak Tagalog. And then we had an editor who was also very fluent in it. But the translation process was more like, let's translate it first from English to Tagalog,
mm-mm,
verbatim.
Mm-mm.
And then what we found was that...
It doesn't sound right.
Yes. Because there's this... poetic nature to how we express anger as Filipinos.
True.
And it was such an interesting collaboration because there's a lot of swearing in the...
That's very Filipino.
Yeah, very Filipino. There's a lot of swearing in the film. And then what happened was I ended up having to... Let's write the Tagalog script.
Mm.
And then we can think about the English subtitling later. Because that's how we... And it stayed more true to the story, actually, in that way. Because in a way, we're not catering... We're not sort of catering to the English expression of it.
Yes.
It's more so we stay true to how she expresses herself in Tagalog, the main character.
That's a lot of work, right?
It was a lot of work, but it was so... interesting to do that with T, who is a generation removed from having lived in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what really worked is that she is very much dedicated to interrogating your work and making sure that you hold yourself accountable to the culture that you're trying to represent.
Yes.
So that it was overall a very positive and cathartic experience, might I add.
Well, parang gusto ko nung manood ng screening tuloy. Excited ako. They all bring different stories to the table, so that's very interesting. Ito naman, before we take a break, was there a particular scene naman or moment na especially meaningful sa inyo or challenging to create? You can share.
So I really resonate with what you were saying with your process because... sort of growing up in the Philippines at 9 and then moving and then trying to create this Filipino story, I found myself writing in Tagalog as well and writing these family characters. So what happens in my film is there's this young girl who is moving house with her family. So it's the day of Lipat Bahay. And she gets quite overwhelmed, and then she hides herself in a balikbayan box.
Oh,
yeah.
And with the help of her family, she has to, I guess, find her way out of the box. And, you know, the balikbayan box has such a significant meaning to us as Filipinos.
Yes.
But for me, I really wanted to tell a Filipino story that was coming from my experience, so there was a truthfulness to it.
Mm-mm.
But I also wanted the images to connect to the Filipino Australian audience and community. And so one scene, which was it sort of came to me but was really quite memorable to shoot, was shooting the box being lifted by the family and moving the box with the girl inside. Isabel, the young girl. And they have to move Isabel from the bedroom where she's hiding to the dining room where the mom has just made dinner for everyone. And I think for me, that was a really special image that I felt like I really had to share because it... It reminded me of this Filipino thing that we have. It's bayanihan.
Bayanihan, correct.
And, you know, back in the day, people would lift entire houses and move them to different villages, however far it may be. And for me, that was the scene that felt like magic, because we could recreate that, you know, in a suburb in Melbourne during winter time.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So I thought that was a particularly special scene that connected to me.
Yeah, I think jumping off of that, the idea of portraying our culture honestly, being someone who moved when they were young. You know, I'm like, okay, I got to approach this. And we have a scene where it takes place in a Filipino restaurant. That's where Alfredo is. He plays a dad, and he's having a heated conversation with his daughter, who's one of the main characters. And I think from the dynamics of the conversation, and then also how the production design of the restaurant will look. You know, when I wrote it, I was like, oh, this will be easy. But then when you get into the nuances of it, I kind of got in my head a little bit of like, oh, I got it. I got to do this honestly, you know what I mean? I was a bit nervous that I would misrepresent, or it wouldn't, it would feel like a, you know, it just wouldn't feel right.
Yeah.
So I think I just trusted that it would, one, I had a really strong production designer, and I really trusted, her name's Nico Guan. She's at the VCA at the moment. She's working pretty steady now, but we had deep conversations about like how we wanted to look, and she really took care of, like, I think being from an Asian background as well, she really wanted to portray honestly. So she was doing research into, like, you know, the colors, and then also, like, she wanted to incorporate, like, some of the jeepney like colors, you know, little things like that, and then also enhancing and not losing what the restaurant itself had, because it's a Filipino restaurant in out west. It's called Joy's Barbecue and Grill. Aesthetically, it was already very beautiful, so it was already enhancing what was there and introducing all these other cultural things that we wanted to show. And then as for the acting between Alfredo and Felice Morales is the other actress, it was I mean, it just came out natural, and I just kind of edged them a little bit of like, oh, I wanted to, you know, using my cousins as inspiration for how the dynamics of the conversation would go. So it all kind of worked out, but I think that was just came from trusting that.
Yeah.
I picked good people. Like, it was all them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to work too hard, because they were already in there.
Big challenge for me was putting Filipino in jokes and making other non-Filipino audiences laugh. That was a big challenge. I'm glad to say that it does hit. The comedy does hit. I think it's what I learned was, it's not about, you know, particular culture, because I feel like the story, although, like, you know, the characters are Filipino, it's a universal experience. Like, it's about a relationship with your father versus your friends.
Yeah.
And I think everyone can relate to that. And mine does have Tagalog in it, but I made a conscious choice not to put subtitles, because the actors would say the translation right after in English. And it does add this, like, authenticness to it, but I feel like for non-Filipino audiences, it makes them feel like they're a part of it, you know, because they immediately understand what the Tagalog implication meant.
Angelica, how about you? Kanina medyo may nabanggit mo na ng konti, no? Because it's very challenging to create that, but, you know, are there any moments in there that for you is memorable?
I think what would have been challenging was probably creating the set, because we had to make it look like a working class kitchen, a working class person's kitchen in the Philippines. So it was very interesting to see these students who were not Filipino, like, creating this production design in a sound stage. So we had, like, the green walls that you'd see in, like, Filipino houses, and, like, the cheap lace curtains. So that was a very memorable thing, seeing it being put together. But then also hearing Mayan just swear and really explode into this monologue about how she feels about being the middle woman between these two people who are not considerate of her at all was very a memorable moment on set, I would say.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. Ito naman, how do you balance naman humor, emotion, and cultural themes in your storytelling?
For me, I think it's a balance. Mm-hmm. I think the comedy will hit as much as the drama would. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes if you focus on the drama and the drama, it gets a bit like flat. Mm-hmm. And so if you know, like in terms, this is writing as well. If you write in like a roller coaster ride of emotions, the ups will hit hard and the lows will hit hard as well. So I think there's a contrast in that. And in terms of culture, I think I was saying before, I think it's about the details. Mm-hmm. I don't think the story has to be particularly Filipino. But the details, like, for example, like, you know, all of us would know what spam and egg garlic rice would taste like in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so that detail, like, would hit to the Filipino audiences, but also pique the interest of non-Filipinos as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think for me, it's in the characters mm-hmm. and the process of creating those characters. Mm-hmm. So I really love collaborating with actors that I worked with, mm-hmm. and that began from the audition process.
Yeah.
So I would ask them to, you know, tell me a story of when you moved to Australia. And within that, we created connections, and that helped me in creating the characters of the mom, the dad, mm-hmm. The older sister, the younger sister, Isabel, in the box, and who, by the way, is not played by a real actor, is just from the POV of a camera. Oh. So that was, she was also a character, but she is a camera.
Oh, she doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist. So we see the film through her eyes, literally.
Oh, amazing.
So POV. We're in and out of that. Yes, POV. And the auntie in particular, I thought, was a really special character to have, because I think we all have a tita where we can all have memories where she'll ask questions mm-hmm. of, you know, do you have a boyfriend? And how are you going in your studies? No boyfriend. Tumaba ka. You're so taba. So I think having characters that, you know, not only have the dramatic truthfulness of, for example, like the mom and the dad, but also having characters like the auntie mm-hmm. and the cousins, I mm-hmm. think are really important in telling Filipino stories, because we have such a layered and diverse, I guess, world of characters. Yes, and true. Everybody is a main character in Filipino families. So I really focused on working on that with my actors during mm-hmm. the rehearsal process mm-hmm. as well, and in the script writing process.
Like jumping on that, it is just it's the collaboration, because when I'm I think for most of the time when I'm making a movie, I don't know how it's going to turn out. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm just guessing. I'm trying my best, and then hopefully it'll work out. But mm-hmm. I think to mitigate that, like to make the experience fun, I think bringing the right people on board from the start, so it feels like you have a good team, and then you have people on the right wavelength as you, mm-hmm. then that kind of, for me at least, takes away some of the fear of filmmaking, because it is quite a scary thing. It's quite vulnerable as well.
Yeah.
But if you have good, like, good, kind people, like mm-hmm. performers, mm-hmm. that you feel, I think, creating a space where everybody can bring their A game.
Yeah.
I think I found, for me, that made it the process fun. I think that's probably, like, I could get stuck in my head about the script or the whatever, but if I pick good people, made a space for where they're good at, mm-hmm. like, then that's just my focus.
Yeah.
And that comes down from the auditions or having the right conversations with the right people, and then kind of trusting your gut to know that if the wavelength is a bit off, then you're like, oh, maybe I should go with, like, maybe I should keep looking, because you can kind of get a sense of if,
can you, like, feel it?
Like, this might bite me in my
this is not the right person.
Yeah.
And it's usually a sign where, like, they really care deeply about the story.
Yep.
Like, you can really see and feel that. Like, I'm caring about this story. This story is important to me specifically.
Or where you're talking in the, oh, sorry, man.
I was just gonna say, like, if you create that space and everyone is at a level where they trust each other, then that's where I feel like the best breeding ground for creativity, because then you can focus really on the story without stressing about everything else, you know?
Yeah.
And you can sense it, because when you're having that initial conversations, or even talking about, or even later on when you're right in the middle of it, when you're saying something or making a suggestion, the other person will sometimes finish what you're saying, and then, or if it's a head of department or something like that, they'll bring in something that you wouldn't even thought about, but it's, you're like, oh, of course, like, how did I not think of that? And then you're like, oh man, I really have the right people on, because they're really just excelling this.
You know. So what I'm taking away is that kailangan yung team mo talaga is yung you can trust, and the people that are, you know, really, they care about the story, the film.
We'll gel.
Mag-gel kayo.
As a director, your biggest job is to answer all the questions. So if you have a team that can answer the questions for you, you're great.
You'll be in a world of hurt if, like, if you're, like, not synced up. Yeah. It just sucks. It's, it's a painful thing.
Are you guys open na mabago yung script, like, midway, given that's you have the same vision, no, with your actors, diba? With the people involved. And you may freedom ba to change? Do you go, like, spontaneous? Do people go rogue on, like, scripting? And, like,
are you strict with the script? Or you stick to the script ba? Or okay lang mag, free flow? Anyone can answer?
Depends.
I think actors or other head of department can bring a certain perspective that you overlook. I think Justin said that before, but I think it's the trust thing. It's about, like, understanding that everyone is working for the better of your project. And so if that's the case, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm very open to change. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Eto naman, why is it important to share Filipino-Australian stories on screen?
Because there's not a lot of it. I feel like Alfred spoke about this earlier when we were doing our catch up, which is we are seeing, like, a lot of people emerging who are making films who are Filipino. So now it's this process of, like, uplifting those stories so that they get the exposure that they deserve.
I think it's also probably because we can't help it. I think everyone here has, I think, storyteller blood. And then, you know, so we got to make what we know. What we know is these complicated feelings of growing up removed from our culture and wanting to reconnect with roots and stuff like that. Or immigrating. So I think, you know, I think that's the short answer. We can't help it.
I think for me personally, growing up, you never saw Filipinos on screen. And I hosted a screening the last 2 years, and every time we finished, there was always a young Filipino that goes, "Oh my God, like, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel that." And that what keeps me going, really.
Amazing. Okay, yes, Dan, go ahead.
Tanong na natin, ano, very quickly now, for their own, like, respective films, what do you hope the audience take away from your film?
Pam, you can start.
I made my film for a Filipino Australian audience, so for Filipinos. So I really want to tell them that they're not alone. I feel like when we move to another country, you feel like there's this sense of I'm the only person doing this really hard thing, and I'm, you know, struggling through this on my own, and I have to do it on my own. So I really want to, open up that space to the community and connect with the community outside of the Philippines, because there's a lot of us here, Filipinos, who, you know, have moved for a better life, and and we can finally have the space to talk about our experiences. So I wanted to create that space to connect with each other.
Justin?
Similar answers. Just when people watch it, hope it feels familiar to them in whatever
and relatable
way.
Relatable as well.
Yeah. So whatever that might mean to that particular person. But I think familiarity is, it's just something I think we could give them that through our films. So.
Amazing. Justin?
So the funny thing happened in my film, I did talk about my dad a lot, And I think through that process and through showing that and then my dad seeing it as well, we've begun a process of like healing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, the film has the same effect of them wanting to reach out to their fathers more. Wow. So I think that, yeah, that's...
Yeah. Healing is definitely healing, a big part of
why we're making
it.
And Angelica?
I hope that when people watch this, especially sa mga kababaihan natin, that they challenge these systems that are in place that ask them to be subservient and that ask them to sort of tone down their voice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just hope that they feel empowered when they see the film.
Mm. Wow. I'm actually excited, having goosebumps, Dan, no? The film is actually sold out, right?
Yeah.
Yung screening?
Yes. Yes.
But can you tell us more about the event? When is it happening, yung screening?
Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Next.
This Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's sold out. But I heard you are going to have another one and more to come. Yep. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's the dream. Alfredo is, like, this event sold out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that means lots of people want to come.
Yeah.
So I think Alfredo's going to give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think he's hoping for 3 or 4 of these
screening
events a year.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Every 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm. So different films? Is that right?
Or I think so.
The same?
Yeah. All Filipino made.
Wow. And,
mm-hmm. Time to start making more.
More content. Yeah.
But there's heaps. You know, there's only 4 of us here, but there's a lot of other filmmakers.
This is made possible by Pangkat Sining. Ito yung vision ni Sir Alfredo Nigdao. Mm-hmm. And do you want to invite them? Kahit na sold out, go ahead, guys.
Pumunta po kayo sa aming film screening sa ASCAL November 26.
Wala nang chairs.
Wala nang chairs.
We can stand.
Bring your own chair.
May wait list po at the door.
At sold out na nga. At sana sa susunod, makapanood tayo ng kanilang mga ginagawa.
Mm-hmm. Sana
makaabot tayo, no?
Sana makaabot sa Sydney, Dan, no? Pinag-iisipan na nila. Ayan. Again, once again, thank you so much, Justin Makawili, Justin Villar, Pamela Frere, and of course, Angelica Ignacio. Also, Sir Alfred Nigdao for making this interview possible. At na-miss natin si Madison para sa Palabas na Mute. At sana po ay na-inspire din kayo sa talento ng mga Pilipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.